rather like this. Insurance. We're discussing insurance payments. Two similar shilas. Tell me if they're the same. That's a basis. Somebody sells his car. Halachically, Reuven has sold to Shimon the car. It already belongs to Shimon. Actually, it hasn't yet been transferred officially into Shimon's name. Yet. Still in Reuven's name, the car. Hasn't yet officially been transferred into Shimon's name. But for all halachic purposes, that doesn't stop the car belonging now to Shimon. It belongs to Shimon. Reuven has insurance on his car, which he's now sold to Shimon. And it's still running.
With the car.
Yes? Insurance on the car, which he sold to Shimon. And the accident happens with Shimon riding the car, and Reuven's insurance covers for third party, for non-owners also riding the car. Now, the question is not whether he can claim insurance, he can claim insurance. The question is whose insurance goes to. Reuven says, okay, it's not my car, but it's my insurance. So therefore, the insurance goes to me. Shimon says, but it's my car. And the car got damaged. And insurance is paid in lieu of damage to the car. I'm owner of the damaged car, so it should go to me.
Sold the insurance away to the Shimon.
Sold the car.
Not the insurance. Registration on whose name?
Reuven. Reuven owns the car. He has insurance on the car. And he sold halachically the car to Shimon. But it hasn't yet been changed officially into Shimon's name.
Right.
Title.
Well, we already established that.
And now the car gets damaged, and there's a claim for insurance. Halachically,
he's piggybacking
Reuven. He's picking back on Reuven's insurance.
Why is there a problem?
Legally,
there's no problem.
Shimon's car.
No, it's Reuven's car.
Shimon's car.
It's still Reuven's registration.
Shimon paid for the car. Shimon's car legally.
Halachically,
the insurance doesn't have to cover it.
He has a problem. The insurance won't pay because his car was insured. If they go to the insurance company, the insurance company won't pay.
The insurance company, Reuven goes to insurance.
If they were honest. If they said the truth to the insurance company, the insurance company won't pay.
Even though it's still in his title from a... from
a for the car, it's a technicality. The registration is a technicality.
So he didn't pay money. Let's say the Mashiach.
Then it would be Reuven's.
Right. Okay. So he did Mashiach. How long
did he pay? He
said he paid. He paid.
He paid? Paid Hatzomus Moss. Hatzomus Moss. A little bit of money up front.
Down payment.
Down payment. Legally, it was investigated and it belongs to Reuven. Halachically, the car belongs to Shimon. Halachically. Because it hasn't yet paid the whole money.
It's the money, it's not the registration. The registration
is not clear at the moment. The insurance legally have to pay. The shaila is, who do they pay? Reuven, who took out the insurance and paid for the insurance? Or Shimon, who halachically owns the car? Who takes the money?
Didn't we already establish that insurance is divorced from the damage?
Going to pay only Reuven, but is Shimon gets the money or not? Or does Reuven get the money?
Didn't we already establish who that insurance is divorced from the damage?
Now, here's this, that's the first shaila. Second shaila, similar, very common. I want to send a suitcase to Chutz La'aretz. Reuven wants to send a suitcase to Chutz La'aretz. Shimon's going to Chutz La'aretz and he asks Shimon, would you take this suitcase for me? Shimon says, I can take it. I don't have weight problems. I can take your suitcase. So Shimon takes the suitcase and at the other end in Brazil, they don't find the suitcase. The case disappears. But there's inclusive in the ticket insurance on lost luggage. And there's a $600 payment for the lost luggage. Who gets the insurance? Does Shimon, who took the luggage, who paid for the ticket, which includes insurance, or does Reuven, who owns the luggage, which was lost, which the payment of insurance was made for?
Is
it similar?
In the second case, if you didn't have my suitcase, nobody's giving you money.
What?
If you didn't take my suitcase in the second case, you're not getting the $600. In the first case, it'd still be as far.
It's not as far. That case is, the insurance is being paid out to a person who doesn't own the object. Who keeps the insurance in that case? The one who paid for the insurance, or the one who owns the object which the insurance is paid out for? In both cases, you have the same shaila.
Do they go by insurance law or no?
So,
according to... Is that level based on insurance law at all?
No.
How did this shaila come up? How did this shaila come up? Obviously, the money should go to the person who had the lock. Obviously.
Why?
Why?
We already established that insurance is divorced from the damage.
No. I'm saying the person who had the lock to get the money.
He didn't pay for the insurance. Why should he get the money?
Because he had the loss.
What?
He made the insurance of his stuff.
He had the loss, but so what?
Who paid the insurance?
I'm asking. How did the shaila come up? That's what I'm asking.
Who paid for the insurance?
He paid the insurance for his stuff.
Reuven, well, which case?
The suitcase.
He doesn't pay for insurance. Legally, the airline is required to cover that.
Part of the ticket payment is towards insurance.
The Geneva Convention.
So, Shimon bought tickets to fly to Brazil. Including in that, money paid for insurance.
He didn't pay money because he had the insurance. He paid money because that was part of the money paid for him to do that. I'm asking how the shaila came up. It's obvious that the guy should give the money to the person who made the law.
Why?
It's very obvious that we're going to start.
You don't care. And I take your suitcase and I keep the money up again because you don't care.
I care, but it's not. I'm not entitled to it.
We're going to start.
No, I am entitled to it.
Yes.
Eric and put the nail on the head as for Mara Mokum number one. But because it's Mara Mokum number one, it may not be so cautious. Let's look at Mara Mokum number one. It says like this: the Gemara. Hasocha para mechaveru. Somebody who rents a cow from his friends. Behishrilu le'acher, and then the one who rented it lent that cow which he rented out to his friends with permission. Reuven rented the cow, and then he lent it out to Shimon. The Mesa Kedaka, and it died a normal death. Yishova Hasocha Shemesa Kedaka. The renter only makes a Shavua that, you know, it died of natural causes, which a renter is not obligated to pay for if it dies of modernness. The Hashol Yishavim Nesocha. But the Shimon, who borrowed it, a borrower, has to pay even for natural causes when the cow dies.
Wow.
And he has to pay not to the owner, says Rabbanon, he pays to the renter.
It sounds like our cases.
No.
Omar Rabbi Yossi, comes to Rabbi Yossi, who the halacha is like. Rabbi Yossi is the halacha. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Ketzav, halo, osa, schop, aporoso, shochavero. How can you make business with somebody else's objects? How can the renter make money on the own, when he's not the owner of that object? He's using somebody else's object to make money on. And the taxer, borrow the balim, the one who borrows, who has to pay for natural causes, has to pay to the owner, not the renter. And that's a halacha.
Yes, to pay, or you just give back the dead cow?
No, that's the problem.
That's the pay.
So it says clearly in the Gemara, which halacha says, that Eric's correct. We have a scenario. You have an owner, and you've got somebody who's not the owner, in this case the Gnor, he's the renter. In our case, he's the one who is taking out the insurance policy on the car. He used to be the owner. Or he is just carrying the suitcase, but he's not the owner's suitcase. So even though, in theory, he should get the money, he doesn't. It goes to the owner of the object, the owner of the cow, he gets the money. And in our case, it also follow that the owner of the suitcase should get the money from the insurance, and the owner of the car should get the money from the insurance as well. Halakhically, he owns the car. He has to pay. He has to pay for the car. Even though he hasn't yet paid for the car, he owns the car and he has to pay the car. Even when he gets destroyed, he still has to pay for the car.
I see a distinction from this Gemara.
Let me ask the question before you say the decision.
Okay. Yeah.
So here's the question. Is these two cases similar to the case of the Gemara, of the cow case, or not? Have some more coke. No, so? So you're saying the suitcase is fine, and for some reason, not so bullshit by the car case. Why is the car case different from the suitcase?
The suitcase, they don't have a loss. In the car case, you put the guy with the insurance, he didn't lose anything.
Why? The case of the car.
Reuven sold the car.
Reuven sold the car to Shimon. Shimon has to pay. Even if it's a write-off, he's paid, and he's now lost his money if he doesn't get any money from insurance. Now we're discussing who gets that insurance. The owner of the car, which is Shimon, or does the insurance go to Reuven, who paid for the insurance?
But in the case of the car,
same as the suitcase. Okay, so you have to tell me why.
That's right.
I think it's neither case.
In the case of the suitcase,
yes,
only one guy has any loss here. The guy that bought the insurance, got the free insurance, he has no loss.
Right? So too with the car.
What Rabbi Yossi is saying over here, it doesn't make sense that one guy should lose and the other guy should pay, right? Like, you have no shakas. By Rabbi Yossi's case, the soicher really has no shakas. He had no loss over here. And he's just going
to
make money.
That's the bottom line. Soicher had no loss to be recompensed.
What was that?
There was no loss to be recompensed.
The insurance is different.
I've been in Israel for 4 years. I don't understand the English words. He keeps on using these illegal words. I don't know what they're supposed to
be. There was no reason for him to pay him money because he didn't suffer any loss. That's the bottom line. Right. Nothing to do with the insurance case. Correct. No, it's not like the suitcase. Because with the suitcase and the car, I made a deal with the insurance company or the airline. If this gets lost, you pay me money. Period. No questions asked. It has nothing to do with somebody else's loss. I have a suitcase, it goes in the water, you pay me money. My relationship to the owner of the suitcase is the red one. No, the Bylan didn't lose the cow.
Pay
the
Bylan.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't pay the soicher money. That's why.
And why is the case different?
He does not pay
why
the
why is cases and the
because,
case of the car different because, from the case of the cow?
Because with the insurance company or with the airline,
yep,
it has nothing to do with my relationship to the guy who owned the property. Zero.
No, that's not correct. In the case, I said last week.
What did we conclude last week? The definition of insurance?
Scam.
That's from an insurance broker.
And why is this a difference between the two, your two cases?
It's stop a deal. He's the insurance one who cover a loss. That's what they want to do. It's not stop a deal.
They may want to cover a loss, but they don't cover. We said that if the apartment burns down, you have to pay me for the loss, and I keep the insurance. The same thing here. I have an arrangement with the insurance company. My relationship to the guy that suffered the loss is irrelevant to the insurance company. They gave me, it's like a booking agency.
A booking agency, that's how you place that, you know?
Okay.
You know about that, right?
So, here in the case of the para, like Yirmi's pointed out, the socher isn't incurring any loss to be reimbursed for, because it's not his cow. That's why he doesn't get money.
Yes. And what's the loss of the owner of the person who takes the suitcase? What's
he doesn't need a loss. He doesn't need to have a loss. He's entitled to money because he signed a contract with somebody guaranteed.
Okay, here we
go. You hold the case by the suitcase. The guy carrying the suitcase should get the money?
Absolutely.
In the case of the suitcase,
how lucky it
is? Yes.
Okay.
In the case of the suitcase,
the Shomachina
will need this question from the
Potter.
Eric's last words on this question.
In the case of the suitcase, the person
why shouldn't
owns
get the
suitcase.
The suitcase wasn't there, he wouldn't get the money.
If Eric is not in the standard
suitcase. So what? So what?
You can't ensure something that doesn't exist.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Well,
so you can get on a plane and you get to the other side.
Okay, but it got insured. Fine.
Okay. Yeah, but you have what you had to say.
If I insure your house.
Let's see what Eric has to say.
I say you pay me
one. In the case of the suitcase,
you can insure somebody else's life.
Yes, you can.
In the United States, you can.
Nothing in the United States, you can. Luggage he carries, and the insurance company also needs to pay out. And the person who owns the suitcase has made a loss. The person taking the suitcase is not making a loss. In the case of the car, the guy who owns the car has paid insurance for covering his car. Such and such a date, that insurance is stopped. And therefore, he was entitled to money back, which he should have had back. And he's covering himself and his car. It's the other guy who bought the car, hasn't that paid for, hasn't covered. So the guy with the, so on none, the guy who is car, now in the car's been damaged.
And he's the one that's losing.
But the guy who's paid for the insurance is also losing.
What's he losing? He gets all the money.
Because he's supposed to get the insurance back.
But he's also going to get all the money from Shimon for the car.
The money for the car and the money for the insurance are two different payments. I haven't got insurance until December the 31st. I sold the car because I'm talking who's having a loss. Okay. Okay. So January the 1st, I'm entitled to...
There's some reason, which I don't understand, you're saying that the car is more reason why Ruben should be able to get the insurance even though he's not the owner of the car, and even though he's not really losing because he's going to get money in the big picture. And in the case... suitcase, that's Porsche, the one taking the suitcase, who's talking about the insurance policy, now he doesn't get the insurance because even though he took the insurance out, but for some reason that's not like taking insurance out on the car to December, for some reason.
Say that. Okay, the guy who has sold the car, the money he's paid for the car, he's nothing to do with the money he's paid for the insurance. He's paid for insurance for the car, which he's supposed to stop at a certain date. He's supposed to get...
It's still legal.
It's a car. I'm talking about a loss. I'm talking about whether someone has got paid for insurance and covered something.
The one who's taken the ticket.
No transfer.
Okay.
Loss on the money.
Okay, move on. So.
Can I try to say something?
Very quickly, yes.
I think the car case is more like the Gemara.
Yes.
Because the car case, the person is paying directly for insurance.
Yes.
Just like the Gemara is directly lending and has the rights of the lender. Masha'in came the suitcase case. It's just Derek Agag who's getting insurance. It's an add-ons and ticket. It's not really his main.
Okay. So, the Shutshvitz Yaakov says like this. Shutshvitz Yaakov number 2 says like this. He says there is a limitation of the Gemara of the cow. He says, Matai, Mishamokia, Masisan Tonish, Shol, Masuka. The Mishnah was very specific in its example of the case. You've got the renter who lent it out. Mishnah the Horsham Dafka Polik Rabbi Yossi. Only there Rabbi Yossi says that the borrower has to pay the owner, not the renter. Because he can't do business law on the object belongs to something else. Kiven to the higher law, Shuhoi Raksha Mechinon, the Nosen Mechisa Schan Shemesacha. But if he would be a Shemechinon, if he would have borrowed it, not borrowed it, he was just looking after it, but not being paid to look after, and he then went and paid money for somebody else to take his place and look after it instead of him, to make a Shmir Mu'ula, to a better job. So Shomer Sofer, Aaron Shmir Sofer, Shomer Sofer has more responsibility. Gam Rav Yossi is Moda, that he gets the money, because then Mikri Osa Schoraba, Boman Shalatzma, because he gets money, because he spent money. What's the case, Mishnah Shiakov said to Rav Yossi? If the pora was given to Reuven as a favor, please Reuven, look after my pora. I'm not going to pay you, look after it. So he's doing a favor, show Mechina. And then Reuven said, oh, I can't do this anymore. Reuven goes to Shimon and says, look, I pay you to look after this pora, I can't do it anymore. I'm going to use my money to pay you to look after it. And of course, somebody who's paid to look after has more responsibilities. That a shomachin is only responsible for negligence. Once you get paid, you're responsible now also for geneva veta, if you lose it or get stolen. Now that pora gets stolen, the Dalacha says, the Shush Yaakov, even Rav Yossi would agree that the money that gets paid, the Shomer Socha has to pay for stealing. He doesn't pay the owner of the pora in such a case. He pays the Shomer Chinam, the one who hired him. The Shomer Chinam gets the money, not the owner of the pora. Why, says Shush Yaakov? Because I didn't use any of my money.
Well, he didn't have a loss.
I didn't use any of my money to improve the obligation, up the obligation on that object. But in the case of Shomer Chinam, he's going to spend his money to make more obligation on the object. And therefore, when the money's paid because of that higher obligation, it's because not of the owner, but because of the person who paid the money. The one who paid the money,
he's basically the one who
created the obligation of the one who's paying. So the one who paid the money created the obligation of the person who's paying. The one who paid the money gets it, not the owner of the object. If so, look in our cases.
That's more similar to our cases.
If so, look in our cases. Let's go to the case which everyone thought was obvious. The one who took the suitcase. He's taking it, Shomer Chinam, as a favor.
I thought it was obvious the other way around.
He's taking it as a favor. And he's paying money with his ticket, he's paying the airplane to take obligations on that, even in the case where they're not upping that obligation. If it gets lost or stolen, then they have to pay the airplane. Even though Reuven, who took that, the suitcase, doesn't have to pay. But who created that obligation of the airplane? Was it Shimon who owns the suitcase or Reuven who paid for the ticket?
Reuven
who paid the ticket created that obligation. So therefore, why did they pay? Because Reuven paid for the ticket. That's why the airplane are paying. Therefore, the payment is due because of Reuven who paid for the ticket. So because this is associates, this is the Yaakov. Therefore, the money should go to the one who bought the ticket, not the owner. I'm not doing sorrow or something. I'm not doing gain profit based on somebody else's property. I'm doing sorrow with my money. I'm paying my money to create obligations which wouldn't be due otherwise. And now, when payment is done, it's because of me. So I get the money because I paid for that obligation.
He didn't pay money so he could cover that suitcase. He paid money so he could travel and have his stuff covered. He didn't pay money to cover that suitcase. Like the case here, he paid money. He went to somebody, I'll pay you for the doctor. He didn't bring the case and say, I'll pay you extra to take the suitcase.
How many suitcases are you allowed to take? Okay. Let's say he's allowed to take 4 suitcases.
Yeah.
So now he's paid by buying his tickets. There's a chus to have 4 suitcases covered by the airline for any loss. That's all. So, and therefore when they pay, they're paying because of the ticket which I bought. And for sure in the case of the car, when Reuven paid the insurance on the car, he's paying them for any accident happened, you're going to dish out. Why do they dish out at the end of the day? It's because I paid them to dish out. So why is money due? Because I paid them. He lost, doesn't matter. But what created that obligation? Me, who paid the insurance. Yes, he was taking a case. But he had rights to 4 suitcases.
And this is the second case.
Yes.
So, what's the difference? And, no, you get paid out per case.
What?
Not,
let's say he gets paid out per case.
But what created the obligation was his buying the tickets. For, and he has now right to 4 suitcases.
No, it's per suitcase.
Per suitcase.
$40.
So he's getting an extra $600, whatever it is, because of Shimon's case.
But
yes, because he bought the
why are they paying? Because he bought the ticket, which is inclusive in his liability for 4 cases.
But he's not invested, as Eric said, he's not invested his money for this purpose. In the case, in this case here,
yes.
The Shomer Kinnah decided to invest his own money.
Yes.
Because of that, he's getting ripped, he's getting compensated. In this case here, he's not investing any of his own money.
He bought a ticket.
He bought a ticket beforehand. He bought a ticket already.
So what? That ticket is
what? He's not investing any of his own money for his labor.
The fact that he didn't have kavanah when he bought the ticket that he's going to take a suitcase.
The difference is it's more like the first case. In this case, what you have now, in the second case, you had, I now want someone else to look after, I'm going to pay this. And in the case, for example, of the suitcase, he doesn't have that, I now want to someone else to look after it, therefore I'm going to take money for it. I said, I have a situation where I can make money on somebody else's property, which is not like the first thing.
No, that wasn't his kavanah when he took the suitcase to begin with.
where was the kavanah? It wasn't the kavanah in the first case.
He didn't get rid of the suitcase on purpose.
In the first case, he didn't know the cow was
going to die. He got the suitcase on purpose and he has to pay it.
In the first case, he was also about his kavanah. He didn't know the cow was going to die.
Right.
Okay, but now he's making it did die.
Because
in
the first case, there was no damage suffered.
Now it did die. He decided to make
okay.
Money on somebody else's
okay.
Suitcase.
Okay, let's look at the Gemara number 3. Tell me, how's the Shuas Yaakov going to explain this Gemara? The Chora, we've got the Gemara Mufereshes that says the Shuas Yaakov's Chiddush is not halacha. What's the case? We had somebody who was in charge of the state. Executor of an estate belonging to Ketanim. You show me. The Zobnei Torli asked me. He bought a cow on behalf of the estate. Mosra Labakra, and he handed it over to the shepherd to look after the cow. Lo Havlei Kichi Mishini. It was a bad cow. It didn't have any teeth. And the shepherd didn't know about it, and therefore he didn't know whether he could eat. He didn't realize he couldn't eat, and he died. The cow died. So what? Who has to pay? So who does the cow belong to in such a case? Before we discuss, who pays who? No. It belongs to the seller, because he sold a dud cow. It's a matter of time. The state bought a cow from Reuven, and ended up Reuven sold him a dumb cow because it had no teeth. The seller sold the dumb cow, so really the cow, the sale was not a good sale, and Reuven, who owned the cow beforehand, still owns the cow. What is the status of the executor in respect to the cow? Now, what is the status of the executor in respect to that cow? If the cow belongs to Reuven, what's the executor's job? in respect to that cow? He becomes an automatic shomer. He's not the owner of the cow, the state is not the owner of the cow, but he has to look after the cow on behalf of Reuven, who owns the cow. Still belongs to him. Even though before it dies, where are cow? Even Matatos, automatic, he becomes a shomer. Because now he gets the money back. The deal was never a deal. The cow never was sold. The money was never transferred. The cow really stayed in the original ownership of Reuven. And the executor ended up being just a shomer of the cow.
And a shomer chinam.
A shomer chinam. Shomer chinam of the cow.
Is he even a shomer chinam?
Yes, a shomer chinam. He's a shomer.
He's responsible.
I'm forgetting Tashia. What?
No. Isn't Shomer Chinam have to agree?
No.
Isn't that the point you say, will you look after the cow? Say yes.
He agrees to take the cow, so that's automatic.
Well, he took the cow in the box.
Yeah, okay, so that's why it's automatic. Now, what's the status of the shepherds? We'll discuss Shomer, let me get there. What's the status of the shepherds? Who took the cow to look after?
They're paid.
He got paid. So what's his status?
Shomer Socher.
He's Shomer Socher. No, the shepherds. So we have the executor, who's a Shomer Chinam of the cow, handing it over to the shepherd, who's a Shomer Socher, and then the cow dies through negligence, or not checking where he's got teeth.
Is that negligence?
Yes. Of the shepherds. That's not his job, to make sure the animals... Now, who does the shepherd have to pay to? So you've got the owner, Reuven. You've got the executor of the state, Shomer Chinam. The shepherd, who's a Shomer Socher, who's negligent, and now has to pay. Who does he pay to?
Exactly.
According to the Shmos Yaakov, he should pay... The state of the state, their status. With the state, So the kids should get the money, you're saying, according to the Shmos Yaakov. Yeah? That's what you just said? Not the owner of the cow who's Reuven, but the one who paid for looking after them. Yeah? The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that. Because he put a lahuni, he'll come and stab into the army. He says, "Mishalim bikrei to make boss of the zoo." The Gemara says that the shepherd has to pay the money a cheap value, but he still has to pay to the owner. To the owner, the Reuven, the original owner, not to the executor. The executor is the shomer chinam. The shepherd pays to the real owner of the original cow, Reuven, the money. For being negligent in his job.
The owner gives back the money to
the state. So we see from here, not like the Shmos Yaakov, that in a case where a Shomer Chinam pays something to look after it, and then that person has to pay because of the payment made, he doesn't pay to the one who paid him, he pays to the owner.
Wait a minute, here the owner has to pay back of the property, no?
The state, the sum, the sale, nothing to do with the cow. The sale never went through, the money never came through.
No, but that's why,
because
no. The office is made whole. He doesn't get any money from the Shomer Socher because...
According to the Shmos Yaakov, the Shomer Chinam should be able to make money. He should be able to get the value of the cow because he paid for the increased obligation, according to Yaakov. And here he says, no, the Shomer Chinam can't make any profit even when he pays for that increased obligation. The money goes back to the owner, and therefore the owner doesn't lose because he gives the money back, and he gets money back. That's how
he the Shomer Chinam doesn't realize the Shomer Chinam, he thinks he's the owner. How do you realize he was really the owner?
Very good. This is not a kasha on the Shmos Yaakov, because this Gemara, think what he says, and I'm saying it out loud, is when the Shomer Chinam paid for the increased obligation. Why is he even paying for that obligation? He's doing it for himself, always doing it, trying to make some business.
Why do we care?
Why do we care? It's to answer the questions.
Doing it himself.
He thinks he's the owner of the cow, and he wants something to look after it for. So money's not given in lieu that I want you to take on your high obligation in case I be able to make a profit. No, I just want you to look after the cow. But the Shus Yaakov's case, where you, there the money Shemachinim is given specifically to increase the obligation, so that it become a case in which he's not obligated, so in the case, a chance that he'll be able to make money on it due to his money.
And that goes back to the chalak I said before, that the,
yes,
in the car case he's paying for insurance directly, and in the suitcase case his primary goal is to get a trip, and indirectly derech agav he's getting extra benefit of insurance in the suitcase. So it's basically the same chalak.
By the car case, the car case, is it similar to the case of the executor, or is it similar to the case of the Shvus Yaakov, the Shomek and the Shomek Sokov? Which case is the car comparable to?
Well, the car, he's paying the insurance company, so he should get the money. Not because he thinks it's his.
Why, when he paid the insurance, does he give the money?
When he paid it, he owned the car.
He owned the car. So he's not trying to make business.
No, he could have gotten a prorated back, though.
He's not trying to make business.
That's not true, because the fact that he didn't get a refund of the premium...
Well, he had no time. It's not because
he could, he doesn't need time. He could do it later. He could say the policy ends now.
No, what has happened? He can't say it. Why was the money given originally, the owner of the car?
For himself.
Because he owned the car! Not that he's trying to make business. The whole thing for the Shus Yaakov was, if I take on obligations of negligence, and I want to make a chart, take an obligation, create the obligations higher, and say that now, even for G'day Eder, it's going to be covered because of my money, and the reason why I'm doing that is, in the case of G'day Eder, I'll be able to make money. Because G'day Eder, I don't have to pay for, only for negligence. G'day Eder, he has to pay because I'm paying him. And therefore, the money comes to me. I'm giving him money specific to him in order to up the obligation, in order to then charge that I'll be able to make money on my money, which I'm doing, which the owner has nothing to do with, because he's only interested in negligence in that case. But in the case over here, when the money was given to the insurance, both in the car case and the ticket, it was not given for the purpose that I'd be able to maybe to make money. It's not going to make money. It's solely because of me. I want to have a responsibility for my objects, my things, my possessions which I involve. Therefore, it's not an idea of trying to make business, and therefore, Shmuel Yaakov would have to agree in that case, because it's Peres Gemara, and that's the chiluk we're saying.
Let me ask you a question.
The money in that case, the whole thing, goes to the person lost, the owner of the suitcase, and the real owner of the car.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say I go to an insurance company, and I say, you see Ruben's car over there? I don't own it, but I want you to issue me a policy that if his car gets in an accident, you pay me $100,000. And I say, fine. And he gets in an accident, and they give me $100,000. I have to give him that money because he took a loss?
Can I insure with insurance?
That's the point. I don't care about legal. Let's say it happened.
You don't care about legal?
No. No.
I give you a check and you write me out a receipt and send it to your tax return. You don't care about legal.
That's what insurance. What's wrong with going to the bookie? Who says it? Who said how long? But that's what he's doing here. It what? Oh no! You ever go to the Catskills?
How they drive the Catskills?
All the hotels are burnt out.
What about the selling of debt?
They have an expression for that. It's called machtatoa.
Okay. So what I'm going to say now is going to answer up Up to this. We learned up to now the definition of insurance is that insurance are agreements between the policyholder and the insurer that such and such event happens, then I want you to pay out for that event. If there's a loss involved in that event, then you have to pay. That's what we learned. We call him a guarantee for loss. Guarantee for a loss. That's how he understood insurance.
I know, and we came out that the guy keeps the insurance.
A guarantee for the loss.
The policy holder keeps the insurance.
That's what you said last time.
We have to have it safe. No, that means prevent him from claiming from the insurance company. So he doesn't have to give the proceeds to the
other
guy.
Now, let me repeat. There's a guarantee, the insurance are a guarantee for a loss. When I sell the car, halakhically, but not legally, yes? Have I lost?
No.
No.
So all that means is you can't make a claim to the insurance company.
Have I lost?
But it doesn't create an obligation for me to pay the guy that owns the car.
Why is the person who bought the car paying for the car?
Because he wants to own it.
No.
No, he wants to own it.
He wants to own the car. Why is insurance paying money?
Because I took out a policy.
As there's a loss, the car has been damaged, and to cover that loss, they're paying out. Yes. So therefore, the payment of the owner of the car is not for loss, to cover your loss. It's just to get ownership of the car. So therefore, he has total right to be able to claim from insurance, because there was a loss, and the loss needs to be compensated, and I'm the one who pays for that insurance, so pay. I am getting money elsewhere, but that's nothing to do with the loss I'm getting elsewhere. I'm getting loss for another deal, nothing to do with the loss. It's similar to the grandma case, who's giving me a present. Just because grandma gives me presents, I can't get insurance as well. As long as there's a loss, and I'm the policy holder of that loss, then the insurance to pay out. Like the grandma, there's no loss. Technically there was no loss, but physically there was a loss of a car was damaged, which the insurance has to cover, which I am the owner of that insurance. Yeah. But halacha in our two cases is different between the car and the case of the suitcase. And the bottom line is like this: in the case of the car, then the one who took the policy holder out is entitled to the insurance. Because he's getting paid for the insurance for the loss. I get money elsewhere. It's like the grandma getting paid from elsewhere. Sonny's paying not for loss. For some other reason he's getting paid. But in the case of the suitcase, why are the airplane paying? Why they're paying?
Because their passenger lost the suitcase.
Because they took the suitcase. They're responsible for looking after the suitcase.
But they're responsible for the passengers.
And therefore they don't want to incur a loss. They themselves take out insurance on the suitcases which they're supposed to be looking after. The airplane are looking after the suitcase in order that it shouldn't get lost, and therefore they take out insurance to pay for that loss of the suitcase. So who are they intending the money to go to?
Passenger.
No. So we don't want this suitcase to be lost. We're not making a deal with the owner of the tickets. We are making sure that when we're looking after the suitcase, that the suitcase doesn't get lost. How do we cover ourselves? We take out insurance. The suitcase doesn't get lost. We're giving money so many that there shouldn't be a loss for the suitcase. Who loses in the suitcase? The owner of the suitcase.
No, the owner of the suitcase can't make a claim.
And because you run out of time, you have to think of it
how
yourself.
Convenient.